We're talking cheese on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. One word, cheese. What more is there to say? Thanks for being with us on a Friday. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It was a record year for entries at the U.S. Championship Cheese Contest held earlier this month in Green Bay. More than 2,500 entries from 35 states, a lot of cheese to judge. And we have someone who is no stranger to winning the U.S. and international titles. You can join in along the way at 800-642-1234. Marika Penterman is a U.S. champion cheesemaker who manages a herd of more than 400 dairy cows with her spouse in Thorpe, and her signature cheese is Marika Gouda. She was also the first woman to win the Wisconsin Outstanding Young Farmer Award. Marika, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you, too. Thank you for having me this morning on the radio.
Well, let's start with Gouda. Your Gouda is just award-winning, so many ribbons, so many prizes, and you also have quite a bit of variety when it comes to Gouda. What is the taste like? What sets it apart?
Well, the cows. I believe that our good Gouda cows, all the cows have a name at our farm, and we call it our Gouda Ladies. I think the freshness of the cheese, because we are a true farmstead creamery, and that means that we have the farm right there where we also produce the Gouda. And I think the good Wisconsin milk is one of our secret ingredients that everybody knows now. And that gives a really freshness to the cheese. We make it within 5 hours. So when the cows get milk, that milk goes straight from the cows into our cheese fat.
I understand that your cows, it goes basically hours from when you milk the cow to when it becomes cheese.
That's correct. So the freshness, I think, is one of the ingredients that you will taste. It's very creamy.
And so the judges tasted more than 2,000 cheeses. They used half and half, apparently, as a palate cleanser in between cheeses. What do we know about the judging of the championship?
Yeah, they just about 2,555 entries. And the judges, they came from all over the industry, being expert in what they're doing. I cannot imagine. Sometimes I look at them and I'm like, how are they going to do it? Because there are so many high quality cheeses, and it's a tough competition. And what they do is they take the cheese and they deduct points from the cheeses coming to the, and it all ends up having the best U.S. cheese champion cheese in the competition.
Well, it sounds like they're going to have to really know how to differentiate on their palate what they're tasting and feeling and just embracing in that cheese. I mean, really fine-tuning in their palate.
Especially in the top 20, because in the top 20, you have different categories, you have all these different cheeses, and then the gold medal winner will go down to the top 20. So they will take about 80 of the award-winning, the gold medal winner, and then they will take 20 out of that. And then out of that 20, there's such a variety, and it seems almost impossible for me to taste the quality of that and compare it to each other.
We're talking with Marika Penterman. She is a U.S. championship cheese maker who farms in Thorpe, Wisconsin. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you want to know about Gouda? What do you think distinguishes cheese that you've tasted? And what do you want to know in terms of how Gouda is made? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Marika, take us through the process of making your cheese, because we know that it goes directly from your dairy cows into making in the cheese process. But I understand you have like 4,000 wheels of cheese at any one time aging?
Well, actually more. It's more like 9,000. So in our aging room, we have a lot of cheeses aging, and all the cheeses, well, what makes, going one step back to your first question is, what happens is when the cheese comes in our cheese fat, we add cultures to it. It's a bacteria that helps cheesemakers guide the process. So it is possible to make cheese without cultures, and they did that in the earlier days. But this gives us the advantage of controlling the flavor of the cheeses. And after a little while, when the temperature is right and the cheese fat is full, then we add rennet to it. It's an enzyme that makes the milk coagulate, and it makes it more in a solid mass. That goes in for half an hour, and then you check it, and if it's the right moment, then you start cutting, and you get a solid part and the liquid part, solid part being the curd and the liquid part being the whey. And when you do Colby, it's a different process than when you make Swiss or when you make Gouda. In our case, we make a Gouda and we drain some of the whey and we add hot water to it, warm water. Gouda is a water wash curd, and we let the curd then wash in the whey with water added to it. And then between Gouda and Gouda, you can wash the curds once or twice. You can play with temperatures. You can play with your wash water. And when the curd is right, then we pump it into our drain table where we press the curds together. And that's where the first pressing happens, and then we cut blocks out of it. And those blocks go into a nice round mold, and then it goes under the press for 2 hours, and then we have a nice round Gouda wheel that we then put in brine. And we let it sit in the brine for about 60 hours, and after 60 hours, we add it into our aging room, and that's where the cheeses are aging.
And how long do you age the cheese?
Our average wheel is about 9 months that we age. But we sell some right after 60 days, or we sell some cheeses around 2 years or 3 years. And, so that's because our cheeses is a raw milk product, we have to hold on to at least 60 days. And after that, we can sell them.
It sounds like a very systematic process, but it all starts with the cows. You have to keep them happy, right?
Exactly, yes. And I kind of pride ourselves that we have very happy cows here in Wisconsin. And our cows, they have a cow spa always in the barn. They have rotating cow brushes that when they are itchy, they can go against it and it starts itching their back. We have sand because we believe that that's a good way for them. It's like us laying on the beach almost. And there's an automatic manure scraper. They have water close by because the cow drinks a bathtub full of water every single day. And then a wheelbarrow full of food every day. We try to be, the comfort of the cow is very high in our mind and in our barn.
And you have a herd of about 435 cattle, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you increased your size over time as your business has grown? How does that work?
No. No. We are within city limits, and we are bound a little bit on our cow numbers. So, we have around 400 cows.
We are in the good graces of a cheese conversation here in this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. Marika Penterman is our guide. She is a U.S. championship cheesemaker, and her signature cheese is Marika Gouda. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Cheesemakers, what is your story? What does it take to make award-winning cheese? Join in. You can email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in a minute here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're getting to the heart and soul of cheese making. It's a passion that puts Wisconsin in a class of its own. At the recent U.S. Championship Cheese Contest, Wisconsin cheese earned a total of 168 awards. And one of the biggest winners was Marika Gouda. And we're learning about the old world cheese making methods with farm fresh raw cow's milk. You can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. What do you want to know about how cheese is made? And what do you want to know from master cheesemaker Marika Penterman? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Marika, can you tell us more about your story, the story of your farm, and why did you and your husband decide to come to Wisconsin all the way from Holland?
Yes, I do have to correct one little thing because it wouldn't be fair. I'm not a master cheesemaker. Master cheesemaker is when you have your license for 10 years, which I do have, and then you join into a program for 2 years. So those master cheesemakers are very hardworking cheesemakers that have studied very hard to get their title. So I don't want to.
Good to know. Good to know.
Hopefully someday I can get the title too. So my partner is also from the Netherlands. We both grew up on a dairy farm, and he really wanted to farm. But Holland was just, Holland fits about 4 or 5 times in the state of Wisconsin, and it has about 18 million people, like versus the 5 million here. And so that was one of his reasons to immigrate. And then he started in a partnership a dairy farm here in Thorpe in 2002. And a 350 cow dairy farm, and they grew that to about 900 plus cows in 10 years. And then I joined them a year and a half later, and we have 5 children. We do things very quickly. Mm-hmm. And after the first 2 were born, I really wanted to do something too, started my own business, and I was really missing cheese because coming from Holland is not so adventurous in a lot of different cheeses as here in Wisconsin. So when I went to the supermarket over here, I saw all these different cheeses, but I could not find my Gouda. So that really started me thinking, and I would always ask family or friends if they can bring me some Gouda because I couldn't find it. And then one night, there was a cow calving, and I would say with the birth of that calf, also the birth of the cheese-making adventure. And I went back to Holland, worked along one day with a farmer over there, and then one day with another lady farmer over there. And then I went back. They told me to go and get my license because Wisconsin is apparently the only state on planet Earth that is actually requiring a cheesemaker's license, so far I know.
And can I stop you right there? Because yes, we have a question. Well, we have a question from a listener. Kenneth in Janesville has called in to ask how the cheesemaker licensing process works here in Wisconsin. And he would just kind of want to know how that works.
Yeah, and there are 2 different ways. And I did the basic short course cheesemaker's license. And that means that you have to do 5 courses and an apprenticeship of 240 hours. So I went that route. I did some of my courses at the River Falls, UW River Falls, and some in Madison at the university. And they're involving pasteurization, the make process. And at that time, I was just out of, just came back from Holland, and the language barrier was a little thing. So one of the questions I will never forget because it was, how many hats does a cheesemaker wear? And I'm like, a hairnet, a white cap. So that was not how the question was meant. But yeah,
lost in translation.
Yes. So there are a lot of things that you learn during the course. And then there's also a different route. And then for people that work already, a minimum of 18 months at a creamery, and I think they do 2 courses and a basic the cheesemaker's test.
Marika, okay. I'm wondering, do you feel like you get better at cheesemaking over time, over the years? Do you see yourself improving at it?
I think consistently. consistency is a big thing, and that's really a big thing for me because I'm more the clock method. But you really have to measure. I do think that through the years you become better, of course, because you can recognize certain things that went wrong and you can adjust it. Like when the water temperature, you cannot get it up to a certain temperature, you can correct it through different ways by washing it longer or a little bit water to it. So you become a different way and you know which route is better for your kind of cheese. You can pick up things. And I'm a lucky cheesemaker, so I still have a lot to learn, and I'm not very strong in the science behind it. So my whole education has been always in the agriculture. So I actually know a little bit more about a cow than about cheesemaking still, because there is so much to cheesemaking. And that's why every year we actually have a consultant coming from Holland who knows, who's an expert in Gouda. And he's here for a week, and we go through the whole process, through the whole company, and it's really very educational, and we learn a lot, and we...
I feel like I think I'm learning about a Gouda audit. I think you should call it a Gouda audit, right?
Yes, exactly.
A Gouda audit from Holland. Talking with Marika Penterman. She is a U.S. champion cheesemaker farming in Thorpe. You can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Did you participate in the cheese championships or did you attend? What were the best cheeses you've tasted and what's your favorite Wisconsin cheese? Join in at 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. So, Marika, your farm imports Dutch herbs, spices, cultures, and equipment to make the cheese. Why is that important to the final product?
So when we started making Gouda, there was not much. Like, for an example, when I mentioned it to my neighbor, we're going to make Gouda, and he says, what is Gouda? And the second question was, do you have enough Dutch people in this area that will eat it? And I'm very proud to say he likes it now, too. But there was a lot of things that was still unknown about Gouda, and I wanted to make sure that we would make as close as possible an authentic Dutch Gouda, but then a Wisconsin one, but as close to the flavor from Holland. And that's why I had a cheese set custom made for us in Holland. We have some Dutch pine boards that are now also, we have some Americans pine boards. So that's, and certain herbs are just unique, and you try to always find a niche in the market. And so that's why we went that route.
Well, we have another question coming in, and they thought Gouda had to be made from goat's milk. You use cows. Can there be a variation there?
Oh, yes. You can make Gouda from goat's milk, probably even from camel milk. And there are different rice and milk sources that you can use your Gouda recipe on it. We have not done it, and I have that question often that people think it's made from goat's milk. And I always wonder if it's because of Gouda, goat.
that could be possible.
Yes, but I'm not sure in the percentage, but I bet it's like 90% it's cow's milk.
Let's take James now, coming from us from Krakow. James, hi.
Good morning.
What's on your mind here?
Simple question. When I imagine in all this testing, she makes mistakes. Who tests the cheese, and if it's not good, do you throw out a large batch of it, or what do you do with it?
Aha.
Yeah. We are actually very small. Our cheese set is about 8,000 pounds of milk that we make into about 800 pounds of Gouda. So we have a very small vat. But what happens is when the cheese is 5 weeks old, that cheese gets tested with an in-house team that consultant from Holland actually guided through us how to test the cheeses. And if it's not good, if it's not up our standards, we put it first on hold, and then we'll test it later again. We always test one wheel when it's about 5 to 6 months old to see how the aging, how the real continued aging. And if it's, and we also tested within those 60 days, Salmonella, Listeria, E. coli, and Staph aureus.
Well, Marika, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, yes. Thank you for having me. And please come visit us in Thorpe. We have, people can see how we make the cheese. We had about 150,000, 160,000 people last year visiting us.
Lots of people, lots of visitors. Marika Penterman is a U.S. championship cheesemaker managing a herd of more than 400 cows with her husband in Thorpe, Wisconsin, and her signature cheese is Marika Gouda. Coming up, Chippewa Falls kicks off a year of events this month to celebrate its 150th anniversary. We'll travel back in time to understand the city's history. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.